At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time to ask the CLO. CLO stands for Chief Love Officer, and that is Steve Harvey. Katie in Camden says, I've kept a big secret from my husband, and his mother found out my secret. She asked if it was true, and I lied to her. I know I've got to be honest with my husband soon, but do I owe my mother-in-law an explanation or excuse for lying to her?
Must be quite a secret. I kept waiting to hear it. But
yeah.
I guess you didn't want to do it. I say ride it out. You lied to your mother-in-law, which is allowable. It ain't her business. She was dipping. I don't know how your mother-in-law heard it and your husband ain't.
Yeah.
Which lets me know that your mother-in-law don't really care for you.
Nosy Rosie.
Yeah, she has been researching dirt on you trying to find out something. So you lied about it. It's a big secret. I don't know what it is.
Off the top of your head, what do you think, though?
It's a man somewhere. Mm-hmm. Something she did with a man.
Mm-hmm.
Used to date. Can't hide a baby unless... Can't hide a baby. That's horrible. If you're hiding a child, that's a deal breaker. That's going to be something hurtful.
Oh, yeah.
The man's ego is going to be in the way if it's a man. Now, look, if you bought something and your mother-in-law found out about it, then you bought something. I'd rather go on in there and tell your husband that before he find out. Remember the golden rule that Marjorie has taught to me.
What?
It is better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission.
Permission, yeah.
Every time she buys something and I question it, that's what.
I'm sorry.
And then what I'm going to do? No, I don't forgive you. I hate you forever. think that's my option? No.
I don't think so.
Do it ever go back to the stove? Do it ever go back to the stove?
Oh, no. Junior, you get the relationship. Forget trying to get them fake stuff back. Don't do that.
Yeah, all right.
Waste your time, baby. Yeah.
Moving on to Corey in Texas. Corey writes, I'm going through a divorce and my husband wants to take away the two Labradoodles he gave me for our anniversary. I took care of the dogs 24/7 by myself, but now he wants to be evil. How can I stop him from taking my furry soulmates? And she calls you Judge Steve.
Well, it's real simple. All you got to do is want something to matter with him. Because trust me, he don't give a damn about them dogs. Not no two Labradoodle. I don't even know what they are, but they sound like some two little nut dogs.
Labradoodles and poodle
mix. Well, whatever. It's a Labradoodle, cockadoodle, you know. Whatever, same thing. I don't give a about them dogs, man. I'm trying to hold on some of these assets. I'm trying to hold on to this house.
Labradoodle, cockadoodle.
And this 401k, that's what I'll be trying to hold on to. I don't give a. Come get these dogs. You can come get these crackers. Whatever cockadoodle do is. I don't know what they are, but them dogs. Now, the way you do that is, so it's a Cocker Spaniel mixed with a poodle. It's what I've learned. Who kills a
Labrador?
Boy, lady, all you got to do is take something back that he wants dearly.
Okay, like.
Or else you've already cleaned him out. See, now remember this. Now, if you cleaned his clock with the assets and the money, he gonna try to hurt you with them dog. Wow. But all you got to do is say, I don't want them dogs. I ain't finna take care of them dogs.
Steve, these are her furry soulmates. They're more than dogs.
Them ain't your... Okay, listen to me.
That's what she said now.
For the pet lovers out there, you know.
Pets are part of the family. Okay. Those are her furry babies.
Okay.
So keep that in
mind. Okay, well, you know, if you think them dogs is your soulmate,
that's what she said.
You're not going to see them in heaven. Just try to keep your heads up. They got their own little helmet. It ain't the one you asked, so you don't have to worry about that. They don't produce any income, so I don't eat this. But I can live
that. Is that what this is about?
Well, you know, once I know you don't fit in the asset column, I just start to not care too much.
Eliminating you.
You know, so, you ain't my kid, so you know.
But your solution is for her to take something of his unless she's taken everything.
Well, if you've taken everything, that's why he wants them dogs. You've hurt him. So don't play the one side of the story. This divorce got a little ugly. You took some stuff from him, like his car, you know, his little pad that he had. He had a couple of things you done took from him. So now he finna take the dog. That's what divorce is. Divorce is losing stuff. You talking to the wrong person. I lost everything. So I don't really give about them dogs. I wish it was down to some dogs with me.
I don't think he wants the divorce. All right. Sylvia in Washington says, my husband's boss had surgery, so I sent her a big bouquet of flowers from us. She sent a group text to thank us. My husband replied, anything for my girl. Then his phone rang and I overheard him say he didn't know he replied to the group. Was it supposed to be a private text to her? He denied it. What is up?
Hell yeah, I done that before. I done been on a group text. Yeah, a long time ago when I didn't know group text was. Yeah, I typed a message to the dude that sent it to me. I didn't know it went to the whole group. He's stupid. Anything for my girl. Then they had a private conversation. Hell yeah. But when you bust him, all he gonna say is, I just said anything for my girl. I'm trying to cheer her up.
That's my boss.
What you tripping for? You know, you was on the text. I said it. Now, if you don't want me to say that no more, I won't. What you tripping for?
Take me out of the group.
Flip it.
Man, I would want somebody to care about you that same way.
All right, we got one last one, Steve. Bianca in Montgomery says, I've been in a long-distance relationship for a year, and I go visit my boyfriend a lot more than he visits me. This past weekend, he called to cancel his trip to see me, and he told me that he needs some space. The night before, he was very excited about coming. What happened to change his mind?
Well, he needs some space because that other girl is tired of him. That other girl talking about where you keep going all these weekends.
Yeah.
I want to do something on the weekend instead of the week. How come we ain't ever together on the week?
Tell the truth.
He tells you he needs some space. That little man need no space. How you need space from sex? What?
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.